All right, Coach, we'll start with an opening statement, and we'll open up for questions.
Well, I think that game was a microcosm of our season. As I told, we have a hard time valuing the ball. Anytime you learn that you lose the turnover battle like we have the last two or three games, you're not going to win very many games. And we can't seem to finish plays on offense. I mean, we get in the clear one block away or one whatever. And, you know, I think three times I counted we drove down to the 30-yard line and we had guys miss assignments. Forget to go in motion, tail motion to catch the pitch, block the read key on the option. Just, you know, I wish I could explain it. I guess it's being young. I guess that's what it is. But, you know, we still had a chance. I mean, we get them down there on the 6-yard line, and again, whenever we need a stop, we can't get one. We take our eyes, we're playing man to man, and turn the guy loose. So, disappointing, but, you know, it's all stuff I think we can fix. I think I can fix, and I'm hell-bent to get it fixed. I can tell you that. I'm not going to go through this again. So.
Questions for Coach?
Coach, first six possessions you got across the 50-yard line into Georgia territory, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the offense bogged down.
Well, I don't know how much bogging down. I don't know if there was but about 9 possessions in the game, was it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think we might have had 1-3 and out when we threw the ball. The problem was we couldn't finish. We would get the ball across the 50 or get it down to the 30, and then we would screw it up. You know, we had a 2nd and 1, and I tried to break a tendency and play action pass, which you've got to do once in a while, and we threw the ball out of bounds like we should have. They covered it, and then we can't make 3rd and 1, and we miss a read on 4th and 1, and there you go. It's like I said, I mean, you know, 3rd downs were atrocious, as they have been all year. And pass protection was bad, like it has been all year. Kid didn't have a chance to set his feet. I think we had some guys open. They're very good on defense. I mean, they run around. They've got a good defensive football team. They've held everybody defensively pretty good. But we had our chances. I mean, especially early in the game, we hit them with a little counter play and they didn't have an answer for it, but we couldn't finish. I know one time on our sideline, we had 2 blockers on 1 guy and a ball carrier, and their kid made a play. You know, instead of a touchdown, we don't – neither guy gets them. It's just like the end of the game there in the next – I guess it was the last possession. We run the counter, and both linemen just run down the field like they got the ball. Meaning you just kick 84 out, he's the only cat there. You know, it's hard to explain sometimes.
I imagine that you were particularly surprised by, you know, what happened today, but kind of, have you started thinking about, like, what you're going to do, what you can do as a coach to change this? Is it the youth? Is it a thing that, in terms of the execution of both sides of the ball, you've been unhappy with all year?
Well, I think it's a combination of all the above. I think a lot of it is youth. A lot of it is guys who will not probably be playing next year when we get everybody back. And we've got to coach better. So it's all the above. It's not just 1 or 2. It's all the above. We've got to pay more attention to detail, and we've got to do a better job coaching. You know, Clint's played well all year. I think he and Lynn Griffin has done some things in the last 2 games. I think both of them have a bright future. You know, they both haven't played before this year. Clint's a freshman. I think that position is going to get a real overhaul when we get our guys back, because you're going to have Quay Searcy back and J.J. Green and a bunch of guys that were hurt. Nathan Cottrell, who we felt like was the best freshman in the class, who got hurt in camp. So there's going to be some good depth at that position. And we'll also get three B-backs back, which will also help us a bunch with competition and with ability and with some of that. But Clinton played well as the year went on. He made a lot of plays.
Justin's interception in the first half probably took points off the board, certainly. It was hard to tell who he was throwing it to, even if you watched the replay.
Yeah. I asked him. He said he was throwing it to Clinton, and it sailed on it. That's what he told me.
What did you do? You get a close look what happened with getting thrown out of the game?
Yeah, he slugged the guy. Saw it. I was watching dead on it. Punched the guy. I think the guy was probably holding it. But you got to, you know, I'm sure it was going back and forth, and he's the guy who got caught. But it was a valid call. Punched the guy.
How much did that impact?
Gave him half the distance of the goal line. I don't know. Yeah, you know, they were driving pretty good anyway.
I mean, obviously in a rivalry game, things are chippy, but it seemed like the officials picked their spots to call and let some stuff go.
I think they did okay. I don't have any problems with the officials. I mean, I thought the game was officiated fine.
It seemed like the run defense showed some improvement, except for maybe two or three plays to call, but it was kind of the same thing where they probably were down a little bit.
Kid had 150 yards on 24 carries. He averaged 6.2 yards a rush. You guys got to get better expectations. You know, it's like, for whatever reason, it's like if the offense doesn't score every time, they suck. And if we can make them punt four times, that's great. We got to have the expectations for both sides. You know, I wouldn't say your run defense is good when you give up 194 yards rushing.
I was saying except for a few plays. I mean, it was,
well, unfortunately, they all count. Yeah. I mean, they ran 59 plays. The way we play, nobody's going to run 100 plays. It's both teams ran 59 plays. And I don't know how many possessions there were, but I'm going to guess off the top of my head, if you count the kneel down at the end of the half and you count the one at the end, I bet it's 10 or less.
Other than the back coming out of the backfield, it seems like the defense was in position to make a lot of plays and –
We missed some tackles. We missed the key tackle on the one coming off the goal line. The first one was man coverage, and we just turned him loose. And the second one, we had two guys there. We just missed the tackle. You got to give the kid credit. He made a nice run down near sideline. He's broke tackles all year. He's a good player.
Can you put your finger on that screen pass to be back? You've had it probably four or five times this year where we've been touched down. It's completed to the guy. Had another chance today with Marcus.
Well, he was getting, he was under pressure a little bit. And, you know, you're not going to hit all of them. You got to protect him better and give him a chance to set his feet. That's one thing I can promise we're going to be better at.
Anything else?
Anything good come out of this season when you have a year like this that you can seek to build off of or anything positive?
Played a lot of young guys. A lot of guys got experience. I think guys sometimes take winning for granted. They should have got a good dose of that. I know I did. So, you know, it's unacceptable. The bottom line, you can't do it. Got to get better.
I'm sorry. Were you disappointed in Justin?
No, I don't think I was disappointed because he's a really tough kid. I don't think he played as well as he played a year ago, but I'm not sure that's all his fault. I think a year ago he was surrounded by experienced senior players, and this year he was surrounded by a bunch of young players. I mean, at times there were six freshmen on the field on offense a lot. You know, when Marcus is out there, be back. And you got Clinton and McHale or Clinton and some of those guys at A-back and two offensive tackles that are freshmen and receivers are freshmen. I mean, there's a lot of freshmen out there that hadn't played. And I think instead of getting a lot of the support and help he got, he was trying to direct and trying to help out. And and we didn't protect him very well, to say the least.
One or two more.
Will the big benefit of having this extra time now allow you to figure out what you want to do in terms of adjustments with coaching and adjustments
yeah.
with
I mean, I think you take a couple of days and I've got some things I always go through and look at and some metrics and you go from there. I have some ideas already what I want to do.
The counter off the toss, the big toss, why was that working so obviously?
Because they were rolling like crazy to the motion. And the first three or four plays, they tried to, because the B-back gaxed them last year so bad. I knew they'd do something. They were popping the linebacker, so they were losing the linebacker popping. The guy was getting washed down. It was kind of a jailbreak out there, but our two guys pulling, I don't know if they ever blocked anybody. You know, if the guys who pulled around, you see it on the film, if there's, I think there's only one guy out there. So we had 2-on-1 with the ball carry there for about 5 or 6 plays. And then a couple of times, and one time when we get down on the 30, we run it again, and our running back stops in the backfield and runs into the pullers, the guy that's filling. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you put your finger over here, and then it's over here, and then it's over here, and it's never the same thing. And I guess that's what happens when you got a bunch of young guys.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Yeah.